Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Max Living Nation, just really excited to be with you guys again. Today's episode, we're going to be talking with my brother. He's a chiropractor in the state of Michigan. We went to chiropractic school together. He is the epitome of health and wellness. He's owned a CrossFit gym with my other brother for years. Loves nutrition, loves exercise, loves the five essentials, but really his passion is chiropractic. And I think when you hear the story and we kind of unfold how we got into chiropractic care, and really what it meant for our family, you'll understand why we're so passionate about it. So without any further ado, just want to introduce my brother, Dr. Justin Berlin.
Hello, and thanks for having me, Ryan. It's exciting to be here for sure.
Yep, this is awesome. I've wanted to do this for a long time. So Ashley and I talk every week, and you're getting to fill in for her this week, and she was excited about this. And I just wanted to talk about what it really means to, you know, be blessed with the opportunity to be under chiropractic care over a lifetime, and now that we have kids in our family. So there's me and Justin and my little brother, Bradley, and we have eight children amongst the three of us. And those kids have all gotten to grow up under chiropractic care and very little medical intervention at all outside of a broken arm. We didn't start off that way. So let's just talk a little bit about the background. I know why I wanted to get into chiropractic care, and I think I know why you did, but tell them a little bit of like the story from your perspective.
You know, as far as our story growing up, I mean, I think like most families, our parents did pretty much everything medically that they could. And I think fortunately for us, it didn't work very well. And they didn't get the results that they wanted, and they kept searching, which I think is the best thing. So it was the best thing. In hindsight, I'm sure it could have been.
So for you, like, let's bring it down to a personal level. For you, that meant. So I remember myself and you also, like, I remember when we were getting our tonsils removed, which we would never recommend doing that if you can avoid it at all. I remember like them taking you away as you were falling asleep and looking over and like seeing them take you away. I was like, oh crap, I guess I should be breathing this stuff in because I don't want to go in for surgery awake. But I remember doing a lot of these things together. We had ear infections together. We had chicken pox together. We had all these things together, but you were a little different that you were also losing your hearing, right?
Correct. Yeah. So, you know, from what I'm told, I really don't remember anything other than not being able to go underwater when I swam and wearing wax earplugs as a kid. But, you know, from what mom and dad say, it was severe. I mean, I think from the time I was born, mom always says that, you know, my health quality was not as good as maybe yours and Brad's was. So maybe needing more care. I remember even as I grew up, on a ski trip one time, I remember still having an ear infection. I was like 13 or 14. And I remember it was kind of this argument of not wanting to take an antibiotic, but still at that point needing them, right? Not needing them necessarily, but not being able to get over it on my own, right?
So there was a huge shift in events. Like, we ended up under chiropractic care. I think I was 8, you were 6, roughly. Does that sound right? And you know, it takes time for things to turn around. It takes time for immune systems to be developed. When you've been on antibiotics and multiple rounds, probably, I don't know, 8, 10, 12, whatever. I don't know how many rounds we were on, but it was enough. We had each had tubes put in ears 2 or 3 times. It takes time to heal. That being said, at what point do you remember, because we both became chiropractors, at what point do you remember like understanding that chiropractic was a way of life, or understanding this is something that we did that other people didn't do?
I would say probably my big epiphany, there's two of them. One of them, playing junior hockey. I remember I went into the boards knee first and my knee swelled up. I always say it swelled up like a cantaloupe. And the team doctor said, oh man, he was a plastic surgeon. He said, you're going to have to get that drained 2 or 3 times before you can skate again. And I remember going to see our chiropractor and he had said, you know, it was adjusted and he had a little roller, you know, something that everyone uses now, but no one was using back then. And he rolled it, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 times that week, got it adjusted, went back to practice on Friday because I wanted to play in Saturday's game. And I showed the team doctor and said, hey, look at my knee. You know, it's looking pretty good. He said, well, how many times did you get it drained? And I said, I didn't get it drained at all. I went to see my chiropractor. And he said, honestly, I've never seen a knee heal that quickly.
That's amazing. And so that just speaks to when, I mean, what that story is, he was working on your knee. So most of our stuff is spine, whatever. But I think it really just talks about the innate ability for the body to heal, right? Like the things that chiropractors do versus what a plastic surgeon does is we trust the body.
Yep, and we, optimizing function for sure.
What was the other story?
So the other one was my car accident. So when I was 16, I was in a car accident leaving a hockey game.
As well. By a drunk driver, right?
Yeah, you know, it's unclear on that story that I'm aware of, but it was, you know, I don't know if it was a girl's 21st birthday, I think. Her dad was driving her home from the bar. I don't know. He didn't get a ticket. But anyway, so in the car accident and had fractured clavicle, ribs, and sternum, and had a lot of, you know, just irritation in my lower back. And I was having a hard time going to the bathroom. And so not until I got my first adjustment could I then go to the bathroom.
Wow.
And that was probably like five, six days, something like that afterwards, because my back was super sore, had a big bruise across the lower back from the seatbelt. And not until I got adjusted that first time, I could go to the bathroom. So like 2 or 3 days later, I was like, I have to go back to the chiropractor again and get adjusted because I need to go to the bathroom again. And so I think those two things kind of together were probably the big epiphanies, you know, in my mind that I guess made me understand, you know, relate adjustment to function.
So I'm putting myself back in that story and I'm just thinking like you were a teenager. You didn't really understand the principle of chiropractic. You didn't really fully understand maybe, you know, how we talk about like our bodies are designed to heal and innately like our nervous system is the key to healing. You were in a car accident. They're pumping you up with like probably giving you codeine and other drugs for pain or whatever.
I got a shot of morphine at the hospital. Jeez. And then I think they sent me home with Tylenol 3s and I think I only took one day.
And then there's also damage to the nervous system from seatbelts, et cetera. When you're in a car accident, you're not pooping, which that's not the sexiest topic, but it becomes real important when it's several days and you haven't pooped. We see this with kids all the time, but we don't talk about it too often in trauma. I remember a few weeks ago, maybe even a few months ago, we were talking to Cameron Maynard about injuries and sports injuries and how he ended up under chiropractic care. And I think so often that people end up in chiropractic care because they went through some sort of injury or some sort of thing. And so their initial experiences, back pain, neck pain, headaches, and then now like, or like, oh, wow, this was actually affecting the way I was pooping. This is affecting some other function. So this is like the next level is it's not just pain. Now it's understanding how it's affecting your body. So take me to the next step, like, all right, so now you start to realize chiropractic care, there's something to this. What made you decide you want to be a chiropractor? What changed where you started to understand it from more of a health impact? And you said optimization earlier, optimizing health. Where did that shift happen?
You know, I think that's an educational process, right? So I think our chiropractor, family chiropractor that I still work with today, did a pretty good job at explaining that, right? So for me, it was going from, okay, obviously this is working, I want to get adjusted, to, you know, lifelong care. I mean, it's quite a leap. But I think it was just the understanding of the principle and actually hearing somebody teach and educate the principle for the first time is pretty powerful.
You've been practicing now for, what is it, 17 years?
I'm in my 17th year, yeah. 16 completed.
That's awesome. So 17 years of practicing, you've helped thousands of people. You see several hundred, 450 patients a week on average, somewhere around there. Busy practice by any chiropractic standard. And so, you know, you've obviously seen some amazing stories. Your kids are under chiropractic care. Thinking about the average person, what they don't know about chiropractic, maybe some of the big things that they think they know that aren't necessarily true or whatever. What do you think if there are two or three things that you would want the general public to know about chiropractic care as it relates to their health, what would they be?
Yeah. You know, so kind of going back to when we opened up, I was saying, you know, if the general public, if the families out there knew what we knew about chiropractic,
they would do what we do.
They would do what we do, and they would be under lifetime care.
Yep.
That is, it's a difficult task, and I think it's probably the most difficult task in chiropractic is to get the general public without our experience, without the injury or the dynamic chiropractor that was around the corner to help out. But I truly think there, you know, two things that I think we need to understand is, number one, medicine is never going to bring optimal health.
Yep.
Right. So I think that's first and foremost. We have to understand that medicine is emergency, right? But medicine's job, I always like to say, they're like the fire department.
So good.
Right. Their job is not, they have tools. Their tools are axes and hoses. If your house is on fire, you want the fire department. But if your house is not on fire, if this is an old injury or trauma, or you want your family to be healthy, right, we're not calling the fire department over in a non-emergency case.
Yeah.
And that's where the chiropractor steps in. The chiropractor, again, optimization, right? Yeah. So how do we get that truly maximized life, that truly optimized health and performance? And that's what we understand. That's what we need to communicate to the general family, is that, look, you would never, ever call the fire department if your house wasn't burning, if you needed new carpet, if you needed new paint, if you, any of those things. And that's where we step in.
Well, ultimately they would destroy your house too, right? Like if you call them and the house wasn't on fire, but they treated it as if it was, they're going to use axes, hoses, they're going to damage your house.
For sure. There's always problems from axes and hoses.
And when we're talking about optimizing health, we're not just talking about, like, you know, there's this whole thing of optimization, like exercise, nutrition, all that's important, but we're talking about, like, your body was actually designed to heal in a certain way. And we talk about optimizing when it comes to getting adjusted, removing subluxation, getting the interference off our nerves. We're talking about, like, getting your body as close to its God-given potential as possible. Like, we're supposed to heal really well.
I tell all my patients that if you think of the food pyramid, it's a health pyramid, that the bottom of the pyramid is chiropractic.
Because
all other principles, whether it's eating right, exercising, sleep, hydration, healthy mindset, de-stressing, those types of things, they all rely on the adjustment. They all rely on the body's ability to function normally, right? So we say, if you cut the nerve that goes to the heart, I don't care if you exercise, eat right, sleep well. If first and foremost, the function has to be there.
Yep.
And that's where it starts. That's the principle, right? Yep. It's
you could be buying all the whole foods, organic groceries you want, but if the nerves go in your digestive system are damaged. So we can't put the cart before the horse. All right. So number two, you had two, you said.
Yep. So number two, I mean, obviously we know that the medical community is not where we're looking for optimization. But then number two, we kind of just touched on it, is where does optimal function come from?
Yep.
And optimal function, our patients need to understand the neurologic component. It sometimes boggles my mind that more now than ever, if you ask a patient, ask someone on the street, what controls the body, they will typically tell you the brain.
Yeah.
But man, there's this big disconnect. Even in my own patients, I mean, I try to be very careful in making sure that everyone hears it out of my mouth, because there's times where I'll forget it. There's times where a child will ask in the practice and say, hey, what does cracking your neck have to do with health?
Yeah.
Or cracking your neck or cracking your back have to do with healing?
Yep.
Where I had a young child the other day. He's, I think, 13 now. And he said, because we always make the comment in our practice that getting adjusted strengthens your immune system.
Yep.
So we have some great research on that. And I gave it to him before he walked out of the office. But he said, what does getting your spine adjusted or getting your back cracked have anything to do with the immune system?
Such a great question, though.
And so to me, that's where our job is the educators and the leaders come in to say, it's not cracking your neck. Anyone can crack your neck, right? It's the very intentional removal of pressure and interference to the nervous system allows every system, function, organ of your body to function at its best.
And that's so good. And another thing that I was really careful with this during the whole... God forbid we say this word, but during COVID, that, you know, people are like, oh, you know, get adjusted because it boosts your immune system. And like, that's not true. I mean, I know why they say it, but it's like, no, your immune system is meant to be powerful when it's interference free, but subluxations damage the ability for your body to innately express itself, and therefore your immune system is going to suffer. So getting adjusted just restores the ability for your immune system to be powerful, to be functioning, to adapt properly, to do all these things. And I just think that's such a huge thing. So this kid's asking a question, and that's a great question because it's such a disconnect.
I think when people experience chiropractic care, they will say, oh my gosh, this is amazing, or my immune system's stronger. And we always say, no, this is normal, right? Yeah. Like, this is what everyone should experience all the time, as long as the nervous system is firing. So
that, which goes back to your whole thing of like, if the general public only knew, like, this is what normal should feel like. And that's a very common, I'm sure you hear this in your practice, is like, I didn't know this is what normal is supposed to feel like. I didn't know I was going to be able to feel this good. I didn't know I was going to, you know, be able to do X, Y, and Z. I didn't realize I could, like, that headaches weren't normal. You know, people come in, they're like, oh, I just get normal headaches. How many? One every week or so. That's 50 a year.
Normal aches and pains, normal. Yeah. Fill in the blank, right? It's amazing, again, the disconnect here, that we'll go to Whole Foods and we'll, you know, this whole organic movement that there's so many moms, parents, families who are trying to eat better. And we understand that there's toxicity in our world, right? Yeah. Chemicals and cleaning products.
People are buying cleaner products.
They're buying clean. But if you break that down and say, hey, look at, do we, you know, if you had a pond full of fish and those fish were getting really sick, do we need to add a bunch of drugs to the pond, or should we clean the pond out?
Yeah.
And in our society, we don't ever think about cleaning our pond, right? We think about adding a drug to it. If we're sick, we're going to add to. What does the medical profession have to add to?
Yep.
And the chiropractic principle is really different. It's what is there that needs to be removed. And it's what needs to be removed via neurologic function, bone on nerve, but what needs to be removed?
Toxicity, bad emotion, right?
Stress, right? Yep. And not thinking appropriately, all those things. So I think that's, if we could break it down and say, what do families need to understand?
Yep.
And that's that the fire department doesn't have the tool to clean, right? To get in there and actually start restoring. They don't have a means of cleaning the pond. We see those commercials on TV, the Dawn soap commercials, right? When an oil spill happens and you see the little duck covered in oil and they're all scrubbing it. And this whole idea is, well, how do we clean that water? How do we get the water? They're not giving ducks drugs. They're not giving them, right? They're not sitting there running medicine and other, you know, medical interventions their way. Yeah. They're striving to say, how do we clean the ocean water?
Yep.
Plastics in the ocean. How do we clean it
how
out?
How do we remove the inner?
Yeah. But how do we do that internally?
How do we get that back to normal?
Think of your own internal environment. We all share the external environment, but we all have our own internal environment that needs to be clean and pure and functioning at its best. Well, I mean, I think once you see it, you know, that's for me, it's that question. It's hard to bring a patient on day one and explain all of this, right? In the time that you have with them, explain the possibilities. But it's trying to initiate that conversation and saying, you know, throwing those little pieces of ultimately health and chiropractic principle at them and saying, hey, where do you think health comes from?
Yep.
That's question number one when they step in the office, right?
Like, question number one is, where does health come from?
You have a symptom, but the symptom that you present yourself with today is not the problem. It's a symptom underlying problem.
Yeah.
And so
it's the old iceberg picture, right? The iceberg, and only the tip of the iceberg is above the water.
But that's got to be day number one. And then I think as a profession, where we fall short is taking that, you know, getting them to understand that their symptom is not the cause, right? That there's something underlying. But then do we continue to walk down that path, and do we have a system to walk them down that path?
To go from condition-based care into lifetime. This is what healthcare looks like.
For sure.
Yeah.
And to get them to see the big picture. And actually, this is right, this idea, this podcast.
Yeah.
And these conversations are getting us there, but these are things that they've been short term in our profession.
So one of my favorite questions for patients when they come in the office is, so we'll be on this conversation and I'll just say, hey, can I ask you a question real quick? What do you think your most important adjustment is? And they almost always say probably this today, right? Like this one. I'm like, no, it's always your next one. Because if you quit today, if this is your last one, this was not your most important one. Your most important one's always the next one. Because I think it's the idea of constantly removing interference that, like, everyone knows life is a, like, nobody gets out alive, right? It's an uphill battle all the way. Like, we're aging, life becomes more challenging. It doesn't mean you have to age poorly. You can age gracefully. You can be strong at any age, whatever, but what you do matters. And so even with chiropractic, what we do matters over time. And if you're going to, like live a healthy life, you're going to do something. You're either going to take drugs or you're going to take adjustments, right? You're either going to avoid stressful situations, you know, and exertion, or you're going to exercise and choose stressful, you know, exertion in a healthy way. Like you're going to do something. You're going to pay. You're going to pay. You're going to pay for sick care or you're going to pay for true health care. You're going to, you know, lose potential years of your life and be on a, you know, hospital for 20 years, or you're going to enjoy the last 20 years of your life. And I think that's the big thing is most people think they have a, you know, that most people think that they have an option. And the reality is they do, but they don't realize that it's not like I'll show someone their x-rays and show somebody a pretty nasty subluxation. And, you know, we're talking about, hey, do you want to get this corrected? And they're like, well, I don't think I have a choice. Well, you always have a choice. But I think what they're acknowledging is I don't think there is a other alternative than correcting this and then keeping it healthy.
Not a good alternative. Yeah. I mean, you're presenting the only true quality of life, you know, alternative that they really should be considering. So it's good that they're getting there so quickly. Sure. Yeah. I often think that how does the general public understand that they should never, even if they don't exercise, they understand that they should never have their last exercise.
Yeah.
Right, they should never have their last glass of water. They should never have their last vegetable.
Yeah, it's good.
But when it comes to chiropractic adjustments, like, hey, I feel good. I don't think I need this anymore. Yeah. Like, you feel good. Why would you drink more water? You feel good. Why would you drink, like, you know, sleep another healthy night's sleep or exercise again? And so it's getting them off the symptom, off how they feel, and onto optimum.
This is so good. So our mom and dad introduced us to chiropractic care when you were young, and our parents have really been advocates for chiropractic care, probably more now than ever because we're both chiropractors. I'm sure mom's listening right now. She loves the podcast.
And it's dad's birthday.
It's dad's birthday today. So happy birthday, dad. I'll tell a story about dad real quick and then we'll wrap this up. And I want to ask you kind of one question at the end and then we'll finish up. But so here's the statement is I remember dad talking about a patient. I don't remember who it was, but that a patient had been under care in the office you work in. I think he was under care with Dr. Christopher, who you work with. And for years, he went for like 10 years. Do you remember the story?
Yeah, I don't remember who it was. It was prior to me being there.
He went for a while, and then he like stopped going for a long time. But he went for like 10 years. And I remember when you started in the office, I think he was like, yeah, my son's back in there. You know, do you still go in there and get adjusted? He's like, you know, it's funny. I did for like 10 years. And I just remember the story being, I went in there with X, Y, and Z pain, neck pain or whatever it was. And, you know, I got better. And then I kept going and I went for 10 years. But the weird thing is, you know, I quit going because at some point in time, I realized that like, I didn't feel any different, you know, outside of getting over my neck pain 10 years later, I didn't feel any different than I had 10 years previous. And, this is funny because I remember when dad said this, I was like, it hit me even in chiropractic school, you know, it was an epiphany. He was like, that's amazing. No shit. You know, are you for real? And he goes, what do you mean? And he goes, how old were you when you started care? He's like 40 years old. How old were you when you quit? 50 years old. You're telling me you felt the same at 40 that you did at 50? And I'll tell you, I don't feel the same at 40 that I did at 30. But if you could feel the same at 50 that you did at 40, and like, that's pretty remarkable. And so this guy, without even acknowledging what he was saying, was like, I felt great for a decade and I had no new problems and I didn't feel any changes. And so that's optimization. That's true wellness care.
Yeah. It comes down to function. I mean, I've been now in practice long enough through 16 years that I have patients from, you know, my longest standing patients I've had for 16 years. And to see those people.
You have patients that came to see you 16 years ago that still come to see you now.
My very first two patients still patients.
That's awesome.
And honestly, I just remember those first two. I don't remember who number three was, but I have quite a few from 16 years ago. And when you look, I mean, that is, you know, a huge testament right there. I didn't feel a whole lot different 10 years later. But when you compare people who went from 50 to 66, or they went from 60 to 76, and just observing from the outside those people in 16 years, how they compare to their counterparts, it's staggering.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I mean, it's staggering because I mean, their friends that were 50 to to 66, or like I said, 60 to 76. I mean, their friends are in nursing homes at 76.
Yep.
I mean, what was the average lifespan? I think it's like 76 for a male now and 77 for a female.
It's in that ballpark.
So on average, the 76-year-olds are dying versus the patients that come in. And again, it's all encompassing. It's the adjustment. Thriving. It's the lifestyle.
Yep.
But I mean, like I look at, I think one of the truly amazing is Dr. Christopher's, his workout partner. He's 81 or 82.
Wow.
And he CrossFits, right? Like 3 to 5 days a week. And you look at the guy come in the office and you think he could pass for in his 60s.
Wow.
You know, and he's 82. And it's like, what 82-year-olds are CrossFitting?
Yeah.
There's some, but there's not many out there.
And the guy gets adjusted.
He gets adjusted. I mean, he went through corrective care, you know, consistently for a year. And now he's, you know, regular. I mean, every single week he's getting his adjustment.
That's amazing.
So, I mean, cases like that, I mean, cases that I see too, right? People who, I mean, they're thriving and that's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
60 plus, 70
thriving,
plus.
Not surviving.
80 plus, thriving. And that's, I think that's my goal. That's my goal for my family, you know, is thriving.
All right. So, here, last question, max living patients. So the vast majority of the people listening to the podcast are patients in our offices. You know, there are some people listening that maybe aren't under chiropractic care. This podcast has been shared with them by a friend or whatever, but the vast majority listening are max living patients, five essential patients. They're working on toxicity, these things, or maybe they're just starting to dive into these, but they're being exposed to them. Speak to them, tell them about like, what's the potential? What would you say words of encouragement about leaning in? Like, you know, they've been under care for 3 months, 6 months, a year. Give them some words of encouragement and what you see for them and their health.
You know, I think the first thing that I would say is, you know, kind of looking at the other side of it is what is the alternative?
Yep.
Right. So you're going to, you know, if the contemplation was coming into your mind of saying, hey, look, I don't feel any different. I don't want to, this is getting expensive. I don't want to keep paying for it. Those things. I mean, we know darn well. I mean, I think it was Thomas Edison, who said an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Yep. And the funny thing with that is he didn't say a pound of prevention is worth a pound of cure. An ounce is 1/16. 1/16 of the effort.
That's good.
1/16 of the money. 50% of all bankruptcies happen due to a health reason.
That's so good.
And so when you start looking at those things I think start creeping into our mind. It's kind of laziness, or it's easier not to do these things.
Yep.
But really changing your lifestyle and staying on that. You don't necessarily see it every single day necessarily, but when we can look back and we can see families that are under care and families that aren't under care, and we see people who've been under care for 16 years and people who haven't been under care for 16 years, you can see there's a dramatic difference.
Yep.
I don't know, you know, it doesn't matter what it is in life. I don't care if you want to, you know, read more, if you want to increase your salary. I mean, these things take work and they take time. And no one who's successful is going to look back after a year, 6 months or 3 months and say, my life has dramatically changed. That takes consistency and it takes time.
Yep.
But if you're not participating in the maximized living model and you're participating in the allopathic model,
yep.
it's impossible to end up the same.
Yep.
And so I think it's first understanding the negative that you're avoiding. Right? Like attach yourself to that negativity and then moving forward and really attaching yourself towards that full expression, that life, that true pound of cure. Where, man, I mean, think about it. The amount of money you would save being under chiropractic care. We have patients all the time who come in and say, and it's funny, when I get a new family in the office, if another family is there at the same time, I'll say, hey, before you leave, I want you to stop out here and I want you to talk to this mom and I want you to ask her, how much money do they save? How many less colds and flus did they get? How many fewer? And we try to, I do that all the time and say, even when we have a new office employee, hey, I want you to stop at the front desk and tell your story to the new office employee who's only been there for 6 months because they need to hear these stories. It's podcasts like this. It's you know, really trying to get the idea out there of, you know, just like we saw our chiropractor growing up and you see other people be successful. Doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. You got to stay the course. I mean, it's principle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the principle is always true, no matter who has it, no matter when it's told.
Yep.
And I think it's just a matter of sticking to that principle and understanding truly how important it is.
That's awesome. So to summarize, like the whole 1/16th an ounce of a prevention is worth a pound of cure is, number one, invest. It's investment, not a cost. Number two is consistency. So like stay the course, be consistent, because nothing changes overnight. Like anything worthwhile takes time. And then number three, like without even saying it, you hit on it, which is share it. Share it. Tell other people, because if it changed your life, then I think like you almost owe it to change somebody else's life or to share what you know. Like who are you to be able to have it and then hide it, right? So dude, thanks for coming on. I appreciate you taking time out of the weekend and visiting and just being on. Excited for the network to get to know, you know, my brother too. So this has been awesome. I appreciate being with you guys this week. This was another episode of the Max Living Podcast. We just want you to continue to listen in and join us every single week so we can keep talking with you about your health and the things that are important to you and how we can maximize your potential. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Max Living Podcast. For more health tips and tricks, be sure to follow us on our social media at Max Living Official on Instagram and at Max Living on Facebook.